Ireland has 375 peacekeepers on duty with the United Nations UNIFIL forces in Lebanon at the moment. They are literally under attack. They are in the bunkers. They are facing the prospect of a threat every day from Israeli authorities. And next week, we will be sending another 300 to 400 troops, many of them from the northwest, Donegal, Sligo, Mayo, back into the Midlands. Now, these are soldiers and members of our defence force who signed up for peacekeeping. Yet they find themselves in the middle of a dispute, and they find themselves ridiculously under attack from Israeli forces with whom they're trying to maintain peace in the area.
And it's one of those issues where, as you just said, that there's these local soldiers who are set to be deployed, and a lot of families are going to be concerned regarding their welfare, and they know it's a valiant service that they're providing. But you're kind of just, you're looking for kind of common sense to see through, and just for a solution to be found where people can be safe.
Yeah, I spoke in the European Parliament debate on this on Tuesday last, and I'm specifically spoke about the need to rally support among the German delegations, and particularly the French delegations, to try and get the message back to the Israelis that our troops are under threat and under fire here. There's an irony in this, and you know, there's a lot of hypocrisy in it as well. We know quite well that the Germans are selling weaponry and ammunition to Israeli forces. We've known that for some time. So effectively what we're saying to the French MEPs and German MEPs is that you are equipping an army to effectively fire upon and attack your own soldiers. It's ridiculous, and it's outrageous what's going on out there. And in the middle is our Irish soldiers. I've spoken to some of their parents from the Northwest today. I hear from them every day, and they're telling me that their sons are now in bunkers for up to 40 hours trying to avoid being hit in this conflict. It's not acceptable, and we must do something through the EU, and I feel it is the Germans and the French that should lead this situation, because they are the people who are effectively selling the weaponry and the ammunition to the Israelis in the first place.